Over the last half century, a great deal of scholarship has been written about one particular and controversial topic. That is the modernity of Nazi Germany. And though this conversation has continued for quite some time, scholars are still divided in opinion. This is due to the simple fact that to define if the Nazi regime is truly modern, you must first define modernity as a measurable concept. This is a particularly difficult point for scholars to agree upon, because different individuals focus on different aspects of the same whole. While one historian may be particularly concerned with modernity in regards to mass politics and views of political science, another may see technological capability as a primary factor, and still others may view modernity through the lens of economic development. So for the purposes of this project, modernity will not be defined. Instead, how scholars approach this subject will be taken into account. Primarily, which subjects are commonly associated with modernity, which subjects are often omitted, and the motivations behind each argument will be scrutinized. For the sake of structure, all the examined authors can be put into two main categories based on central tenets of their arguments: those that are definable by historical destiny, and those who define modernity by focusing on subjects beyond technology. As you can probably surmise then, technology and industrial development are the most common criteria that I found in my research. Historical destiny refers to a concept of teleology applied in reverse. Historians who fall into this category are those who place moral standards and judgments upon the actions of the past and attempt to rationalize those events within the idea that humans are generally improving towards a defined end, and that the Holocaust was an anomalous event. Michael Thad Allen is a good starting point for those researching historical destiny, as his essay, Modernity, the Holocaust, and Machines Without History, openly and frankly addresses why historical destiny is an issue in modernity scholarship. He writes, "Those who would identify modernity with historical destiny leave scant room for the rational judgment of first principles. On what primary grounds should we condemn the regime, whether it was modern or not? Too often the modernity debate discounts the actual history of the Nazi regime." Peter Watson falls fully into this category in his book, The German Genius. He focuses on modernity through urbanization, industry, and scientific understanding, but he argues that there was a separate other Germany that drove Nazism in the Holocaust. Michael Berlay and Wolfgang Wippermann address a similar concept in The Racial State, Germany, 1933 to 1945, but rather than attempting to create a good and bad Germany, as Watson does, they argue that the two states coexisted and were necessary for one another. Finally, in Modernity and the Holocaust, Zygmunt Bauman presents the most straightforward but haunting response to historical destiny when he states, "The unspoken terror permeating our collective memory of the Holocaust is the gnawing suspicion that the Holocaust could be more than an aberration, more than a deviation from an otherwise straight path of progress, more than a cancerous growth on the otherwise healthy body of civilized society, that the Holocaust was not an antithesis of modern civilization and everything it stands for." The other category, those who define modernity by more than technology and manage to avoid the historical destiny conversation, focuses on a few notable examples of different forms of modernity. Bernard Rieger's Technology and the Culture of Modernity in Britain and Germany, 1890 to 1945, associates modernity partially with technology, but he also argues that the way a society views modernity in itself is also very important, and he claims representational technologies, such as photography, the gramophone, and the radio, to be integral. Moritz Vollmer's article, The Subjective Dimension of Nazism, addresses modernity as dependent on self-understanding through the guise of socio-material consumerism. And finally, Monica Renneberg and Mark Walker's compilation of essays Science, Technology, and National Socialism doesn't define what modernity is. Instead, it defines what it is not. And they argue that defining modernity through technology implies technocracy, but it does not imply modernity. Ultimately, modernity is a complex subject, and the personal subjective nature of the modernity of the Nazi regime is even more complex. But one thing is for sure, no single definition can be applied.